In a State of the Nation address late Tuesday, President Philippe Nyusi invited the four presidential candidates from the recent election for a meeting, saying there is time to promote dialogue to prevent Mozambique from becoming an ungovernable country. Nyusi said the demonstrations are having a negative impact on the economy as they limit the activities of companies and ports and increase unemployment, among other problems that greatly affect the people. He said that until the last day of my term, I will use all my energy to pacify Mozambique. But for me to be successful in this mission, he said, we need all of us and each one of you Mozambicans have to work together to solve the problems. The president said he would like to speak to the four candidates from the recent presidential election so they can assess the situation and find a solution that benefits Mozambicans. At least 30 people are reported to have died during the post-election violence that flared after electoral officials said Daniel Chapo of the ruling Frelimo party won the presidential elections with more than 60% of the vote. Venancio Mondlane, the independent candidate who came in second with 20%, challenged the results and called for nationwide protest. International observers say the election was marred by irregularities. President Philippe Nyusi's invitation to the dialogue comes a few days after the Attorney General's office filed cases against Venancio Mondlane and his Podemos party to compensate the state for property damage caused during protests. Human rights activist Adriano Novunga says the president is trying to prod Mondlane to dialogue while refusing to acknowledge the protesters' grievances. The president has repeatedly called for protesters to wait until the Constitutional Council validates the election results. Novunga asks, what is this dialogue that is carried out with sticks through legal proceedings? Some of them are malicious, so I have skepticism about this call for dialogue. Mondlane holds historical Frelimo figures responsible for issues troubling the country, including widespread poverty and high rates of youth unemployment. But Methodist Bishop Dinis Matsolo said dialogue is the best way to calm the country and move forward. In a telephone interview, Matsolo told VOA that Mozambique needs credible elections to achieve domestic peace.
What is happening now is a consequence of bad management of the electoral process. So very crucial that people should talk and put things right. If we look at the whole thing, the whole process of elections is not well conducted in the country, and that creates a lot of anxiety.
So far, none of the four candidates have accepted the president's offer to hold talks. Chapo is scheduled to be inaugurated in January. Charles Mangwiro for VOA News, Maputo, Mozambique.